Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning, live from the Fazio Foothills course at Barton Creek, where 2017 Masters champion Sergio Garcia is going to join us here sometime in the next hour. Him and his wife, Angela, are supporting organizations that provide health care, wellness, and family support services for all children, regardless of their ability to play. Incredible things that the Garcias are doing, of course. Once again, aforementioned, we'll have Sergio on the show. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. We have the golf doctor himself with us. Charlie, per usual, we're getting the best guests as far as the world of golf. We're here in Austin today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm really excited about our guest, a family member. I feel like I was with his mom and dad before he was born, and just wonderful people. But he's quite a character and has had quite a golf career.
Charlie, you spent a lot of time in Spain doing some teaching. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Well, it's just, I was very lucky that after I got out of the Army, I really wasn't in shape to try to get my tour card. So a friend of mine who had invested in a golf course invited me to go to Spain. If I wanted to stay there, I could. I went over there. I loved it. It was a great experience. I found my beautiful wife there. And 52 years later, here we are.
Incredible, Charlie. Now, I was doing some research on Sergio and the motto for his team name over at Fireballs Golf Club. Of course, Sergio went to live golf a couple years ago. It's aquí hay pasión. Here, there is passion. You know, you think about the great Spaniard players, Charlie. Jose Maria Orthabal, Seve Ballesteros, Sergio Garcia, now John Rahm. You know, you think about other sports, Rafa Nadal and tennis. It's really amazing how much more sport means to them. It's not just a game, it's life.
Well, the Spanish people are very, very fun people to be with. They enjoy life. They love to eat. They love to drink their wine. Every day is a festival. And they enjoy their sports, especially soccer, i.e. football. But golf has become a very big part of their lives because it's a great way to invite guests or people that come and visit Spain and see their beautiful cities, but also see their beautiful golf courses.
Incredible. We're going to talk to Sergio here, and probably in the next 12 to 15 minutes, they're going to pull him in here. We're going to do about 12 to 15 minutes with Sergio. Once again, we're at the Fazio Foothills course at Barton Creek. It's really amazing to see what 4Kids ATX is doing, raising, you know, almost $5 million for organizations that improve lives and programs and healthcare services for children and families in Central Texas. Charlie, you're doing a ton of that in South Texas through the Charlie Epps Scholarship.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Could you repeat that? I don't think I heard the whole last sentence.
Oh no! It's just amazing what Sergio is doing in Central Texas through 4Kids ATX. You know, they've raised almost $5 million for organizations that are improving lives, programs, and healthcare for children. And listen, you're doing a lot of same there in South Texas. You know, the amount of scholarships that you've raised for college students. You know, as far as, you know, golfers going to Rice and Laterno and different schools around the country, you know, very synonymous. It's amazing what golf brings as far as philanthropy here in the state of Texas.
Yeah, no. I now understand your comments, and you're so right. And the PGA Tour and PGA Golf really is was born because of Bing Crosby and wanting to raise money for other people that needed the money because of health reasons and education, and so everybody in our PGA fundamentals of what a PGA golf professional do is, number one, we teach the game of golf, and number two, we help people in need. And the PGA of America has a great program to where we have a reach program that helps my foundation grow money to give away to students who are hardworking, enjoy golf, but they also want a college education. But the motto, I guess you might say, in golf is, you know, we're a charity organization, and that's the only thing that's worrying me about what's going on in the golf world, which we're going to discuss a little later. So they can't lose sight of the number one priority is charity about the PGA Tour.
Well, Charlie, you mentioned charity. We're sitting next to a great champion who is part of a program in 4Kids ATX that's raised over $5 million for organizations that are improving the lives of children here in Texas. We have 2017 Masters champion Sergio Garcia with us. Sergio, thanks for gracing us with your presence this morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Yeah, super excited. Thanks for having me, obviously, with you and Chris, and it's been great fun. We obviously did our big dinner last night, and looks like we raised a good amount of money again. So super excited about what we're able to do here in our community in Austin, and help so many kids and families. It's one of those things that you can't really put a price on it.
Sergio, before we get to the things going on here in Austin, first off, how is everything at home in Spain right now?
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, obviously, it's tough because they're saying it's probably the worst natural disaster in the history of the country. So, I grew up about 50 miles north of where the worst happened in Valencia. So fortunately, my family is doing well, it's obviously, you never want to see that anywhere, but when you see it happen in your country, it's even tougher.
It's devastating. We've had a couple horrible hurricanes here in Texas, that they've had to get through, but we're really praying and the thoughts to your community. Once again, Sergio Garcia is joining us on ESPN Radio. Sergio, when did you get involved? When did you and Miss Garcia get involved with 4Kids ATX?
Well, we did start it in 2016. We did an event in Switzerland with a bunch of fellow golfers and friends. This is our third year. Then we started working with JHL, which is a great company here in Austin, and we started 3 years ago, and it's been great. Obviously, we moved here just about 3 years ago, and I felt so welcome here from the very beginning, and feel like a Texan. And we've tried to. I've always said that we're very blessed how well things have gone for me throughout my career and our families and stuff like that. So what better to do than be thankful and kind of give back to the people that need it the most.
Aquí hay pasión.
Aquí hay pasión.
I just saw your brilliant teammate Abraham Answer. What a job y'all are doing with Team Fireball.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit more about that motto, how it resonates with you, and what your experience has been on the Fireball thus far.
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, playing LIV and having teammates every single week, it's something that I've always enjoyed. Obviously, Ryder Cup. Everyone knows how much I love the Ryder Cup and how well I've been able to do for the European team there. So to be able to have something very similar every single week, it's something that it motivates me a lot to not only to try to make the team grow as a team itself and make it more valuable and more loved and more followed, but also to have teammates that, you know, they're younger than me that I can, you know, put my arm around and try to help kind of get them better and show them the way that that I've gone through and stuff like that and kind of help them, give them advice and stuff, and then they obviously make their own decisions. But you know, it's been great to be able to kind of mentor them a little bit, and you know, it's been a great great 2.5-3 years.
We really enjoyed watching you and Eugenio Chikara, one of the promising up-and-coming players. Really enjoy his swing. Great live events this year in Dallas and Houston. Well done there. Do you mind if I ask you a question about the 2017 Masters?
No, of course not.
You know, that eagle that you made on the 15th hole in the final round, what's so incredible about that, Sergio, is that no other champion had made an eagle in the final round since your fellow countryman, Jose Maria Orizabal, in 1994. Talk about what him and Seve meant to your career.
Yes, it was unbelievable to know that after I won. And obviously, both Seve and Jose Maria, two of my mentors, my idols growing up, to be able to, you know, to follow in their footsteps and win at Augusta, it was a dream come true. And you know, I just it's sad because, you know, I feel like we lost Seve way too early, way too young, unfortunately. But his charisma, the way he played, the energy that he had, to how he pulled people towards him, it was unbelievable. It was great to see, and obviously the class and the qualities that he had, some of the shots he could hit, was the imagination was amazing. But Jose is also, you know, a little bit of a different player, but also an amazing guy, a person that I've learned a lot from and that I was very thankful to have around me.
Last question for you, Sergio. You won this year, Live Valderrama. What is the key to the longevity in your career, and what are you doing from a fitness perspective to keep it going and still play like you were when you were 25 years old?
I don't know, Will. It's funny. I think it has to do probably with obviously the drive that I have to keep trying to get better every year. I think physically I've been very blessed with pretty much no injuries throughout my career, so that helps a lot. You know, when you don't have to stop playing for 6, 7, 8 months because you're having back problems or whatever, shoulder problems or whatever it is, that obviously helps a lot. And you know, I've been very, very happy and very blessed with that. And I guess the kind of swing that I have, it kind of, you know, it's quite flowing. It doesn't put a lot of stress on my body, I guess, and I'm able to play for many, many years, and hopefully for many more. You know, as long as I keep loving it like I'm doing, and as long as I'm motivated as I am, you know, it's I love doing it. So
you have a timeless swing, Sergio. I'm forever going to be trying to figure out how you create that incredible amount of lag in your swing. It's a touch of class.
It's a secret.
We're going to let you go here in a second. How can our listeners get involved with what you're doing at 4Kids ATX?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they can come. They can go into the website and see it, 4KidsATX.org, I think it is. And, you know, just get involved. It's simple. Just see the organizations that we support, see the work that we do, and you know, we're so happy that the community and everyone here around Austin has been amazing the last 3 years, and the support that we've gotten. So you know, we're changing a lot of lives, making a huge difference in a lot of families, and that you know, means the world to not only to me but to my wife and everyone that's involved.
Sergio, thank you so much for taking some time to join us today. Have a great little off season here, and we wish you the best in 2025 and beyond.
Thank you. To you too, and to Charlie.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We finger thin the honeycomb. You ring just like the xylophone. Devoted to the chromosome. The day that you left home. Tell me, baby, what's your story?
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Tell me, baby, what's your story?
There, great Sergio Garcia, 27 Masters champion. You asked for it, we got it. Charlie, apologies there, you know, as far as he came in mid-segment and we only had a limited amount of time with him. What were your takeaways from that conversation?
He sounds like an American. No, he's a champion golfer. He's a Spaniard by birth, and he married a lady from Texas. So his life is very interesting. I thought your interview was very good. He answered his questions very succinctly. And like you said, he is an icon. I mean, at the age of 16, he you know, played in the British Open, and he won the British Amateur, and he just go on and on and on. But great job.
And you know, Charlie, we left off the kind of conversation talking about the great PGA professionals, those who are growing the game. You know, and making things click as far as the world of golf. Obviously, you have your great professional golfers like Sergio who play on the various tours, PGA Tour, LIV Tour. But the PGA of America, you know, and the pros, including yourself, Charlie, are really the backbone of golf. Now, there's a couple things going on with the PGA of America. Number one is they are in a search for a new chief executive officer. As we've heard, Seth Waugh is stepping down after a great six-year run. And then number two has to do a little bit more with the PGA Tour, Charlie, and the potential that Monday qualifiers could go away in 2026. And Monday qualifiers are actually run by PGA of America. Let's start with number one in this new CEO search. They say Art Strickland of Sports Illustrated says that former PGA president Roger Warren is the leading candidate. There's a couple other names in that search. David Reisner, a head golf professional at Ridgewood and Saddlebrook in New Jersey. You know, Derek Sprague, who is the general manager at TPC Sawgrass. This is a very important search, isn't it, Charlie?
It's a time in professional golf and in our PGA of America's history. We run, you know, we started the PGA Tour. We, the club professional, Joe Black and all of the gentlemen back in, we started, you know, PGA of America in 1916. And it's evolved into quite a big business, and it's got a complicated issue right now, which is LIV, and to be able to figure out and not lose sight of what we are, what, you know, the charity aspect of PGA golf. I mean, we're the sport that gives more back to the communities than anybody in sport. So we got to be careful. You know, trying times, and we're really not sure how it's going to finish, but hopefully it'll be everybody be happy.
And no doubt, Charlie. Now, you got a lot of changes in the forecast as far as the PGA Tour. Nothing for 2025. What you saw in 2024 as far as the PGA Tour is going to be the same that you see in 2025, but 2026 could be a different story. You know, they're thinking about adjusting the maximum number of players in a field from 156 to 144. A lot of that was noted as far as circumstances such as daylight. You know, you'll see a lot of the you know, early spring events not be able to finish round one and two because of daylight, because the field's so big. Charlie, they're thinking about changing the exempt status from the top 125 to the top 100. You know, they're thinking about decreasing the number of PGA Tour cards coming from Korn Ferry Tour to 30 to 20. But the Monday qualifiers in 2026 are really interesting. They're, you know, they've already pretty much said that the Monday qualifiers for the Sony Open, the Waste Management, the Mexico Open, PGA National, Puerto Rico, Punta Cana, Myrtle Beach, those are going away. And then Tampa, Houston, and Valero are going to go down to two spots as far as the Monday qualifiers. Now, I think what a lot of people don't know, Charlie, is number one, there's over 2,000 professional golfers who are capable of qualifying for a PGA Tour event, and the Monday qualifiers allow that, number one. Number two, PGA of America runs these Monday qualifiers, and they are very expensive for the professional to get into, which is good to some degree because it raises more money for the PGA of America and everything it does. So there's really two parties being impacted here, Charlie, as a result of these potential a few Monday qualifiers going away.
Well, everybody's being impacted. The charity's number one. The charity's number one. That concerns me a lot. The open part of the deal is that was instituted when the PGA Tour was starting to make a lot of money, and the IRS and the government officials started looking at where the money was going and so on and so forth, and then they created a way that anybody could get in the tournament, for the most part, through qualifying on Monday. And now they're trying to change that again. And this is going to influence the IRS relationship with the PGA Tour. We got to really be careful, and people are talking out of turn. But the main thing is we're making the tour smaller, not bigger, and so I was going to be happy with a merger between both the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, and LIV Golf, and grow the game more and give more room for the PGA wannabes a place to play. So the government's going to get involved in this one, you know, very shortly, and it could change the whole deal.
Yeah, we really do need to get them involved, Charlie. Obviously, the wigs at LIV Golf and the wigs at the PGA Tour, they still have not brought a deal together, and it's really sad to see because the majors, Charlie, caught on a long time ago. The majors have been letting anyone who's qualified play for the last, you know, three and a half years, and golf is stronger together. And you mentioned it a long time ago, Charlie. Even sports like football, the most powerful probably sport on the planet next to soccer, you know, as you mentioned, when the LIV PGA Tour thing first started, you know, it was only a matter of time back in the day when the NFL and the AFL eventually came together.
Yes, you're really cutting out just a little. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you, Charlie. I was just connecting the dots as far as, you know, back in the day when the NFL and the AFL were two separate ventures, and eventually they had to come together for the betterment of the sport. Hopefully we see that with PGA Tour and LIV. Charlie, let's get to a couple questions here. Actually, we'll save the questions for the other side. Charlie, there's a lot of business owners who just heard our conversation with Sergio Garcia. They're looking for help as far as HR performance is concerned. Who can you send them to?
Well, you want me to talk about you want me to talk about our nice sponsor, Insperity?
Yes, sir. I would like you to. Yes, sir.
Well, it's my pleasure. They've been with me since day one, and Paul Cervati and his crew, his group of professionals, they help small businesses grow their business in the right way. And the main thing that they specialize in is HR, human resources, and make sure everybody's treated fairly, everybody has a good job, and they know what they're doing. And Insperity is a professional at that. They've grown their business so well over the last 20 years. So if you're a small business owner and you want to grow it in 2025, check in with Insperity.com. They're a company that's there to help you, and they know how to treat their customers, and their customer base is what drives their business. So it's a unique company. It's right here in Texas, right here in Kingwood, Texas, but got offices all over the country. And one day it's an incredible company. So I just like recommending them. I appreciate their sponsorship, and let's get everybody involved with Insperity.
All right, after this break, we will get to a couple questions for the Golf Doctor. Charlie, we've got a couple listeners sounding in. They want to know the secret behind Sergio Garcia's lag and that timeless golf swing. As he said, you know, at 44 years old, Sergio's still winning professional tournaments. He won at LIV Valderrama earlier this year. So we'll get to a couple questions on the other side, break down a little bit more as far as the world of golf. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. Back after this.
ESPN 97.5. The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
I will get to some questions. Charlie, one little story here from the European Tour, and this kind of connects the world of teaching. You know, Søren Kjeldsen. You know, maybe not a lot of our listeners know the name, but he's made over 700-plus starts on the DP World Tour. And when you think about the history of the European Tour, only David Howell, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and Sam Torrance have made that many starts in the European Tour. And Søren is deciding to retire because he's got a yip, and I hate to use that word. Obviously, it's a sin to use that word in the world of golf. No one wants to hear the word yip. But he talked about with today's golfer how he's really afraid that he's going to miss the ball off the tee, Charlie. And this is a guy who has won four times on the DP World Tour. He's maintained his card for 26 seasons. He played a year on the PGA Tour in 2017. And he's really had about as good a career as you can ask for. But have you ever heard of this situation where someone just cannot pull the trigger off the tee?
Well, it happens in all sports. When you spend that much time doing one thing and you get a little nervous stomach, and all of a sudden your mental capacity is really complicated by doubt. I don't have the answer for this, but I know, for example, there was a second baseman that played for the New York Yankees that got to where he couldn't throw the ball from second base to first base because he was afraid he was going to miss his target, and he had to retire from baseball. And we've had pitchers that would all of a sudden throw the ball into the stands.
Yeah.
When they're pitching over, you know, those horrible things. But sports psychologists and doctors, you know, are still looking into it. But I don't know if they've found a cure. And this is what happened to this guy. He just lost his nerve, and he can't play anymore.
Charlie, did you ever have to go see a sports psychologist?
Oh, sure. Sure you do. Sure, there's nothing wrong with that. But, pardon?
who is the best one that you ever saw, and who's maybe the most notable one as far as the PGA Tour?
Well, it has to be Bob Rotella. Over the years, we worked together at Golf Digest. He traveled the world perfecting his trade, and which was a sports psychologist, and he was with tennis and with football, and the great basketball players called him. Major League Baseball is called Bob Rotella because they have certain mental problems that happens to their players. And Bob was a doctorate from the University of Virginia, and just a wonderful man, and studied the different problems with doing things over and over and over and over again. And now there's quite a few good sports psychologists out there that can help kids think correctly, and when you get a mental block like we're talking about, they can try to help them out, but it's really hard.
Yeah, no, it's amazing to see the universities for the schools. You know, they employ sports psychologists. I think people are finally starting to realize that, especially as far as the world of golf, this game is, a large percentage of it has to do with what's going on between the ears. Now, Charlie, I know you got an honorary doctorate from University of Virginia. You and Dr. Bob accepted that together, didn't you all?
Yeah, we did that. And also Dick Harmon, Bob was kind enough to invite us to the University of Virginia, and we talked with his students about golf, and he did give us an honorary doctor's degree in sports psychology. But Seve Ballesteros went in to see Dr. Bob, when he had problems, and so it's a reality, and there are people out there. You got to go seek them and find them help.
That's Charlie Epps, the golf doctor. Let's get to a couple questions, Charlie. This is from Jonathan. Charlie, great spot with Sergio Garcia. Do you have an answer for how he creates the amount of lag that he does in the golf swing?
Well, sure. He started playing golf when he was 3 years old. his dad was a golf professional. We worked together in Spain at a club, and he wanted to, help his son become a championship golfer, and he did. But when you start young and you haven't created all those muscles that you need, the club creates the lag by itself, because if the grip pressure is correct, when you start the club down, your wrist will cock and create an angle, and then you'll be able to release that power into the golf ball. So I it's hard to explain on right. Radio, but you can visualize, the angle of attack coming down. You've got an L shape. You got the shaft, pointing straight down to the ground, and your left arm is parallel to the ground. And now your wrists are cocked, and now you got to release that power at the right time. And Sergio is one of the best at that. Mr. Hogan had a great down cock that created that lag and that power. So and everybody does that if your grip pressure is right.
And Charlie, the going the other way, as far as when you see a student early release the club and they're not keeping that angle, what's the common shot that a listener would see if they're early releasing the club and casting the club?
Well, you're going to start with your short irons, with your sand wedges and your pitching wedges. You want a sharp angle of attack coming into the ball. Steep, they call it. And you create that by cocking your wrist and getting the club straight up and down, and then learn how to release that. And you do the same thing in the backswing as you do in the follow-through. It's a V-shaped swing. And all the golf pros, they know how to teach it now, and we know how valuable it is. But there are some guys that, John Rahm, for example, he doesn't have much wrist cock until the last minute. He sets it late in his swing. So it's something that you got to really in the visual cameras today that you can take and see how this happens, and then you try to emulate that move as you redirect the change of directions, you know, from the backswing to the downswing.
Charlie, take a quick breather there for a second. We're going to get back to you in the fourth segment with more questions. Once again, that's the Golf Doctor, really the greatest swing coach to ever walk the planet. He coached Angel Cabrera to two major championships, does more in the Houston area as far as junior golf is concerned, more than any other pro. You know, he really unbelievable stuff as far as the world of teaching and as far as keeping tabs with the world of pro golf and amateur golf. Really, you know, we talked to Sergio Garcia earlier, and unfortunately we didn't get to ask him this, but, you know, Charlie knew Sergio's dad, Victor, a long time ago, and was a teacher to Victor, and, you know, Victor was a great player himself and was an excellent teacher and has been Sergio's coach forever. So great connection there as far as Charlie Epps and the Garcias. A quick break from the action to tell you about the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship. We're just under 12 days away from the first tee shot at the Spirit International Amateur Golf Championship at Whispering Pines Golf Club. And in case you're just joining us, it will be the 11th edition of a championship that has seen the likes of Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Rose Zhang, Brooke Henderson, Victor Hovland, and other great champions competing at Whispering Pines there in Trinity, Texas, about an hour and a half north of Houston. You know, the Spirit has had alumni that have gone on to win 27 major championships and over 675 titles on the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour. This, you know, the Spirit, it's the best amateur golf tournament in the world, not only because of the Olympic format, not only because of the amazing field in each tournament, but also because the Spirit partners and gives back to the Immunization Partnership, Medical Bridges, and the Baylor College of Medicine Teen Health Clinic. So not only is the Spirit making a global impact through its charitable partners, obviously Immunization Partnership, Medical Bridges, Baylor College of Medicine, they're making global impacts, but this is a tournament also making a strong impact on the Houston community and on the local community there in Trinity, Texas, where Whispering Pines is located, aforementioned. We partner not only with Trinity High School students who will volunteer their time as standard bearers and hospitality workers at Camp Olympia, but also with local restaurants who will help feed the hundreds of people during the Week of the Spirit. So it's incredible to see the community get behind this tournament as we help the next generations of golfers become global household names. If you want to get involved with the tournament, come out and watch. Please visit our website at www.thespiritgolf.org and follow us on social media at The Spirit Golf. Once again, this morning we are live from 4Kids ATX at the Fazio Foothills course at Barton Creek. We led off the hour with a conversation with 2017 Masters champion Sergio Garcia. In case you missed that, you can find that on Apple Podcast and Spotify at Charlie Epps Golf Hour at the conclusion of the show. We'll be back after this. We've got more questions to take in the fourth segment. Tom Kim, you know, one of the best young players of the new generation, 21 years old with 3 wins on the PGA Tour already. He lost in a playoff last week in the last European Tour regular season event to Ben On. Went in the locker room after and destroyed his locker. And this comes after some of his antics at the President's Cup. So we'll get to that. This is Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity. Back after this.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the Golf Doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on ESPN Radio. 97.5, 92.5, ESPN Houston. My apologies, Charlie. You know, we did the Sergio Garcia interview in segment one. That's going up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as we speak. We also reviewed, you know, some of the potential changes to the PGA Tour in 2026. You're looking at some numbers as far as the field going down. You could see some field sizes shrink from 156 to 144. You know, the number of PGA Tour cards coming from the Korn Ferry Tour is actually going to decrease as well. They're pitching that to the board this week. That number could go from 30 to 20. And I think the only good news coming out of that, obviously the Korn Ferry Tour is the prime developmental tour here in the States. If you're not familiar with the world of professional golf, think of the Korn Ferry Tour as AAA in baseball or the NBA G League. It's the next generation of stars here in the States. But the PGA Tour has also done a great deal with the DP World Tour, which is the European Tour. You know, the top 10 players on the DP World Tour every year get their PGA Tour cards. And as far as players coming into the PGA Tour from other tours, the players from Europe actually have the most success compared to those coming from the Korn Ferry Tour. Charlie, any explanation there as to why? Are the Europeans more prepared? Do they start competing at the professional level a little earlier? What do you see there as far as the comparison between the European Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour?
Well, the European Tour has really been blessed that the American PGA Tour welcomed that partnership, and we invited the European players to come over and qualify. We gave them room to play. They became very, very good at competing because they saw the best of the best compete. You know, we in the 50s and 60s, the Americans dominated golf in Australia, golf in England and in Scotland, and then all the way through Europe. But then the European tour players, they started to come over to the American universities and learn, and so it's been a big, you know, transformation of changing ideas and allowing people room to play. And that's what concerns me now, is with what's going on with LIV and all that. Everybody's trying to make the field smaller. We got to get them bigger if the money can be found. The money that's coming into LIV is kind of funny money. I mean, they're getting $100 million a day. I mean, our charities and our people can't compete. So I'm not sure where the end is.
No, well said. And yeah, the communities that the PGA Tour visit, I mean, they thrive, and the PGA Tour does so much as far as helping those communities. I mean, you know, the Charlotte area for the Wells Fargo, you know, they're picking up almost $15 million a year that goes back to charity in the Charlotte area. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. Charlie, let's take a couple questions here. This one comes in from Giannis. Charlie, I see some online short game instructors talking about chipping with a shallow angle of attack and chipping with a steep angle of attack. If I'm hitting behind the ball on all my chip shots, what do you assume I'm doing wrong, and what's the fix?
Well, that's, you know, it's simple but yet complicated. And the great Harvey Penick from Austin, where you are today at Austin Golf Country Club, always had a saying that you want to clip the grass in front of the ball, not behind the ball. You want to get the grooves of the golf ball on the face of the club. So you're going to have to preset your body weight, to get into that position a little more on the left side if you're a right-handed player. And it's just like the opposite stands true if you're trying to hit a ball off a tee. It's the complete opposite. You want more weight on the right foot and then swinging up and get the ball launched at, you know, 14, 15 degrees, the club experts are telling us. So it's complicated, and that's why we, you know, there's 30,000 teaching professionals in the country now, and you can probably go about any place in the world and get a lesson and explain that. But the chipping pitching is a miniature swing, and that's where you start your game. You got to learn how to to putt first and then learn how to roll the ball, and then you learn how to chip the ball with loft, and that's just kind of like the 7-iron, the 8-iron, and learn how to get a little air time and then get the ball rolling. So it's really behooves you, if you really want to improve your game, to find the best golf pros in your area and go spend a little time with them. But in chipping, now think about this. You want to chip and you want to hit the grass in front of the ball. Ball first, ground second. Just like in the bunker shot. You know, you don't hit the ball when you're trying to hit it on the green side. You got to hit the sand first and let the sand bring the ball out of the bunker.
Now, Charlie, do you use your eyes at all to train that? Now, and what I'm saying is, when you're over the ball on a chip shot and you're having trouble hitting behind it, you know, if you're looking at the front dimple of the golf ball or even maybe a little in front of it, will the rest of your body follow? Do you use your sight at all to better that?
You know, are very, very important, and you've got to have that your setup is so important in the short game, and you've got to have your left shoulder a little lower than your right shoulder, because that'll help get a little more of an angle into the golf ball. You've got to have shaft lean. That's a whole new word, if you will. Shaft. The shaft has got to lean forward, and that gets the club to come down at an angle where it can hit the ball first and not the ground behind the ball.
Excellent stuff there, Charlie. Let's take another question here. This one comes from D'Lo. Charlie, I'm always hearing my club pro talk about creating power using the ground. Can you help explain that to me in simpler terms?
Well, yes. It you know, in each sport, you're using your feet. If you're a soccer player, you're running with your feet. Basketball player, your feet are you know, hitting the ground, and you're pushing up and you're flying across the basketball court. Well, in golf, you know, as you address the golf ball, you want your feet about a shoulder width apart, and you want to be able to control. You don't want, you know, as you start with the initial swing, you want your weight distributed 50-50. Then if you want to feel it a little more sharper, you put more weight on the front foot, go 60-40. I always like to chip with my right heel off the ground and pressure on the right toe. But as you know, my greatest you know, example of power from coming from the ground, if you're a pole vaulter or if you're a high jumper, you run up to the thing you're trying to jump over and you plant your lead foot and you push straight up. And that's where that spring effect, and that helps propel the body up and over. And it's probably one of the hardest things to do is these guys, they jump over.
They get in that,
you know,
squat, Charlie.
Yeah. Pardon?
When you look at a guy like Rory, it's almost like he gets to the top of the golf swing and starts a squat motion.
Yeah, yeah, you bend down, your knees, you flex, and you press, and then you straighten that left knee out, and that really helps you turn your hips out of the way, and that's creating through centrifugal force. That club head in your hand is responding to all of the movements that you make in your with your body to make the golf club go faster.
And as far as you know, what you said to answer that last question about the chipping and pitching, it's amazing to go back and hear the story of how Tiger Woods learned golf and how his dad Earl Woods made him start at the putting greens and the chipping. And you know, I bring that up because, you know, everyone's so juiced up, Charlie, to go to the range and to go hit 1,000 golf balls. Yeah, I think Earl echoed the tones that you just talked about. You know, Tiger was not allowed to move back from putting and chipping until he nearly perfected it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Start on the putting green and move off to chipping, pitching, and then driving.
Charlie, great work today. I'm going to finish it off with a read from our friends at Remind Support. Hi, this is Will Doctor, and if you're struggling with depression or bipolar disorder, Remind Support offers free, confidential, and safe support groups in the Houston area for those living with an illness that has devastated millions worldwide. Whether you're someone that prefers virtual medicine or someone that prefers face-to-face interaction, Remind accommodates either option. Groups meet online or at a location around the area with a licensed mental health professional leading the way. These groups are filled with comfort, hope, and social support with peers. There is no cost to attend, and finding your class is simple. Visit www.remindsupport.org and type in your zip code to find a location near you, or sign up for an online class at a day and time that is most convenient. No one should have to suffer in their mental health alone, but with Remind, free support is here for you. Once again, that is www.remindsupport.org. We thank everyone here at the Fazio Foothills course at Barton Creek for allowing us to come in, do an exclusive interview with the great Sergio Garcia, 2017 Masters Champion, 37 professional wins worldwide, still going at 44 years old as he won on the LIV Golf Tour this year. Charlie, great work today. We'll see you next Saturday here at the Charlie Epps Golf Arms and by Insperity.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.